G'day, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on harder, better, faster, stronger. In this track, we're going to talk about harder. What does it mean? What does it mean to you to be harder, to do harder things, to be capable of things that were once too hard for you? What does it mean and why does it matter to be harder? Why does it matter to you? And perhaps we'd ask it the other way. Why would anyone want to be softer? In this big bad world of survival of the fittest, do the softest survive? Right, and even if you see the world as this nice, warm, gentle place, which in many ways it is, do you want to be that soft marshmallow over there? Who wants to be softer, less resilient, less capable of working hard, less able to do hard things, less able to persist? Or would we generally want to be harder in life? To go at it harder, to take harder hits, to do harder things, to be harder for those people around us. Right, it's true, of course, right, being harder isn't always better, but certainly in the arena of achievement, harder is typically better, isn't it? How often do we look at people really going after in their lives? Like an NFL player or Olympic athlete or a gymnast, we say, oh, that's a real soft person. You look at the feet of a ballerina, and what do you see? But someone who has conditioned themselves to do hard things, calloused, hardened, like the hands of a construction worker. Working outside, in the cold, building a hard body, doing hard things. So what about you? Why would you want to be harder? Could you find more in you if you could work harder? Would you want to do harder things? Why would that be valuable to you? Why would being harder be better for you? There are times when you like to be bolder, more resilient, stand up for yourself, to not crack under pressure. Would you want that? Is that valuable for you? Would that matter for you in who you are, in what you do in the world to be harder? And what if you saw this harder version of you is already inside of you? That you can look back on your life and see there are times when you had to be harder, when you had to do things that were harder, and to know that this is already inside of you, and that it's only a matter of some small things, isn't it, that you might focus on or change. To be harder, wouldn't you want that? To hone in on these things that make you harder, more capable, enable you to work at it harder, to do harder things, to become this harder version of you. Wouldn't you want this? And who wouldn't want this for their kids? To know that no matter what the world throws at them, they're hard enough to deal with it. They're not only hard enough to not crack under the pressure of social influence of the world, but to take that adversity that you face in your life, those things that are hard, and use them as an anvil to get harder. So as we go deeper into this track, keep this in mind. Why Why does it matter to you to be harder, to work harder, to do harder things? Why? Are you looking to drive results that are hard? How good does it feel to look back having done something that was hard, that challenged you, and that you didn't fold or break, that you got harder? You find yourself set back from doing things because they seem too hard, or you're unable to do them because they demand too much of you. Do you wilter at those times that you want to stand taller? Who are you different, harder in the world? It's not just that life demands it, is it? We demand it. Don't we all want this? For ourselves, for our kids, for our families. It's not just that life is hard or life is suffering, as the Buddhists say. It's that we can choose whether, when things come our way in life that are hard, we get weaker. We turn those lemons into lemonades and we get harder. A hammer must be harder than a nail. A diamond must be harder than the steel that it cuts. What about you? To live this life as you truly dream, to go after these things that really matter to you. Who is this harder version of you? This is what we're diving deep into in this track. The harder version of you. Doing harder things. Working harder. So let's go deeper. So you might see that there's lots of reasons why being harder is better for you. And in my experience and with working with clients, there's a number of things that I come across over and over again. One is to recognize that the world can be hard. See, particularly as we all get older, what happens? Health deteriorates. Parents die. Friends die. Troubles with kids. In our careers, in our businesses, in our lives, the more senior that you get, it's not that you have to work harder necessarily, but the things you do tend to be harder. To lead, to be responsible, to do things in the world that require a harder version of you. So the world can be hard, and you can be harder. So one of my clients, all he's done in his career is take massive leaps, yet that can only prepare you so much for when he started his own firm and put his name on the door. Now it was all on him. Not just the business, not just his employees, but his name is on the door. Required him to get harder, to be more resilient, to have a stronger identity, to lead harder, to sell harder. To do this harder thing in the world required him to get harder. Another reason why being harder can be valuable, you see in the world of psychology at the moment, a theme of grit, based on a popular book written by Angela Duckworth. And it may seem obvious to people who've done hard things, like friends of mine who are or were Navy SEALs, what it takes to make it through BUDS training, or what it takes to make it through those grueling hours starting at Goldman Sachs or on Wall Street, or for a resident, making it through their residency. In the world of psychology, they call it grit. It's not about smarts, it's not about working hard, it's not about raw horsepower. It's what is your level of grit, your ability to do things that are hard. Another reason one of my clients focuses on all the time is the way he puts it is people who move things forward must be harder. And the metaphor he uses might seem kind of random, but he thinks of it like a windshield on a truck. See, that truck is driving forward, isn't it? And the front of that truck is that windshield. Behind that sits the driver. It can't just be some ordinary plate glass, can it? That windshield needs to be hardened, that it can take the forces of nature as it drives forward. But stones and other things coming at that truck, if that glass breaks, it can no longer drive forward. And so it's a random metaphor, but we all have these random metaphors, don't we? Behind this reason that people who move things forward must be harder and harder to stop. Think about any superhero, like the Hulk or Superman. It's not just they can smash through anything. They're hard enough to take a bullet, let alone a punch, let alone getting hit by that truck. They're hardened, and that enables them to be unstoppable in moving forward. And this leads to another idea that one of my clients who runs a non-profit is really focused on. She says, what is the definition of a winner? But someone who keeps moving forward. So if you run a non-profit, you're passionate about what you do. It's not just work, it's a mission. By definition, like changing scientific paradigms. If you're a man or a woman on a mission, in her case, what does it take to win? But to keep moving forward. When people don't believe in you, when they question your mission, when they wonder, does it really matter? What do winners do but constantly seek ways to keep moving forward? A sales team that I've worked with one of my clients on building started with us turning him into an expert salesperson. And back then, in just getting his business started was hard enough. Picking up the phone, making those calls, selling somebody. Yet what did he do but keep moving forward? Because he wanted to win to the point where now, having built a sales team, one of the key lessons that gets imbued in every salesperson is, how do you keep moving forward? We all face adversity, don't we? But winners are people who keep moving forward. Adversity never stops them. It might slow them down. But people who win keep moving forward. Think of those Navy SEALs. As one of them said to me, my job isn't to survive. My job is to complete the mission. Right, you can sit back behind cover, pop some rounds downrange. That's not the mission. The mission is to advance forward. Because it's only in advancing forward do you ever win. And this leads to the final reason why that I'll mention here. Of course, there's many of these reasons why you want to be harder. Because to go for it, to really, truly go for winning, you must be willing to lose. That Navy SEAL must put it all on the line to win. Tom Brady, it's just sport, isn't it? His job is to keep pushing forward. To win, he must risk those plays where he makes the pass and he loses. Only hardened people can sustain failure. It's one thing to win all the time and feel good about yourself and pretend to be a tough guy. But the truly hardened people are those who can lose and get back up and keep moving forward. As is famously said in boxing, it is not a matter of whether you get knocked down. It's whether you get back up. To take on the challenge when it gets hard. To get harder. That boxer with the hard punch is dangerous. But the far more dangerous boxer is the one who can take a hard punch and hit you back even harder. That ballerina who will go to the top isn't one who dances the best. It's how long will he or she practice? How much punishment can their feet take? Exhaustion. Persistence for perfection. Are they willing to put in to keep getting better and better and better? Takes getting harder. And you see this in our society, don't you? We're all getting weaker. We need safe spaces. We believe so strongly in our freedom of speech. We're becoming weaker, unwilling to take on the chin other people's freedom of speech. So what does it take to be hard enough to keep coming? To win? To keep driving forward? To be unstoppable? To have that grit? What does it mean? What does it take? What do you interpret it to mean? Many things, right? Because it's like all four big ideas in this masterclass. Harder, better, faster, stronger. As we'll keep coming back to, it's all about your definition of what it means and what you mean it for you. Why does being harder matter to you? What does it mean to you? And in this track, we're talking about harder as meaning three things. The third thing we'll hit is the harder you. I'm not talking about being all macho, right? About being a bodybuilder. Harder still. A woman having a miscarriage must be harder. Parent losing a child at age 14 must be harder. Some might say their life is ruined forever. Harder is being more resilient. Being that harder version of you that can achieve all you're destined in this world. And harder doesn't mean being a jerk. You can be a gentle man. Like a gentleman spy. Like the Kingsman. Or the Roger Moore's Bond. Hard. But a gentleman. So harder can be any descriptor of you. It's like the word stronger that we're going to get to. Could mean anything to you. Being this harder you. We'll hit this. There's point three in this track, and before, as we get started, let's talk about what does it mean to work harder? What is working harder? All the time, it's delivered to us as the key to success, isn't it? You have to work hard. We all get that. What does it mean to work harder? How do you get yourself working harder? Delivering more. Bringing more out of you. As the Daft Punk track says, work it harder, make it better. What does it mean to work it harder? To go after it harder. And then the second point we're hitting, it's not just about working harder. Any brute can hit it harder. Anyone can have more resolve, more grit, to work harder. Yet, people who accomplish truly great things in this world do harder things. Right? It's not just about working harder, it's doing those harder things. Those things that require more of you. They're outside of your comfort zone that you might otherwise avoid. Working harder, doing harder things. The harder you. And this here circles us neatly back to you. As we did in track one. And we're doing every track in this masterclass. Let's start with you and your intent to be harder.